Late this evening, we'll know what's been tagged the best picture. It's the Academy Awards. Glamorous actresses on the red carpet vamping in designer gowns. Handsome actors gliding by in glossy tuxedos. Champagne overflowing glasses. Luxury limos. Luxury gifts. But some of the movies jostling for Oscar hardly fit this festive mood. Mystic River, Monster, 21 Grams, and The House of Sand and Fog. All these films have something in common. They're bleak, depressing, in fact, at least according to two opinionated video store clerks, Scott Mueller and Adam Robinson. NPR's Netta Ulaby pays a visit to talk about a downer year at the movies.
Drug addiction, child murder, the loss of one's home and possessions. Adam Robinson has had enough with the Oscar nominees.
They're constantly tugging at your heartstrings, just trying to get you to cry.
I miss my dad. He worked really hard for that house. It took him 30 years to pay it off. And it took me 8 months to screw it up.
Even I have my limits.
Scott Mueller is just one dedicated movie buff who's avoided some Oscar movies because so many are so sad.
The House of Sand and Fog is definitely a movie I wanted to see and I read a lot of great reviews about. But I think it gets down to a point where you're just like, how many more depressing films can I actually sit through? I mean, I know this is supposed to be good, but I went and saw 21 Grams, I went and saw Mystic River, I went and saw Monster. Monster, unrelentingly grim. I mean, there's very few laugh moments you're gonna... If you hear people laughing while you're watching Monster, get out of the theater, because you might be next.
The brutal and brutalized female serial killer of Monster exemplifies a pattern identified by Robinson and Mueller.
I think the one category where really depressing, uber-depressing films are really rewarded, it seems to be Best Actress.
That harrowing trend traces back to the very first Best Actress Oscar in 1927. Janet Gaynor took the prize for a trio of silent films, each more depressing than the last. In Sunrise, her husband tries killing her. In Street Angel, she almost hangs herself when she's framed for a crime. And in Seventh Heaven, her own sister attempts to force her into prostitution.
I think ultimately the Academy just wants to see women cry. They want to see them suffer and go through all sorts of hardships.
Scott Mueller says things haven't improved much. Take this past decade. For every Julia Roberts so triumphant as Erin Brockovich, there's a Jessica Lange, who won in 1994 as a desperate schizophrenic in the movie Blue Sky.
Then the next year we had Susan Sarandon, Dead Man's Walking. Death Row, how can you get more depressing than that? Hilary Swank, Boys Don't Cry. She dies horribly in the end. Halle Berry, Monsters Ball.
Everybody died around her.
Virginia Woolf, Nicole Kidman.
Always. The hours.
That's why Mueller doesn't believe that nominee Diane Keaton has a prayer of winning for her comedy, Something's Gotta Give. But Mueller admits he didn't actually see that celebration of radiant middle age.
I'm sorry, I wasn't in the target demographic for that one, and I was probably too busy seeing maybe Lord of the Rings for the 1200th time.
There's another Best Actress nominee whose feel-good role will cost her, says Adam Robinson of Keisha Castle Hughes, the young Maori heroine of Whale Rider.
That wasn't depressing at all.
No, very empowering very performance. Empowering. That's why she won't win.
That's why she won't win at all, because she's young, and she has a twinkle in her eye, and she's not corrupt, and she can't win.
She's going to have to kill someone in her next role,
think. Or she's going to have to die.
As for Samantha Morton of In America, Mueller contends it's not enough to be a poor, grief-stricken immigrant supporting two adorable girls. She simply doesn't suffer enough.
Yeah, maybe if she had to choose which one of her kids had to live or die, or she smothered one of them,
That leaves 21 Grams' beleaguered star.
Naomi Watts, who has to deal with everyone in her family dying, drug addiction.
Junkie. She's a junkie.
Junkie.
And, of course, the embattled anti-heroine of Monster.
Charlize Theron.
Who's a killer.
Serial killer, unrepentant,
ugly.
Treated horribly, lived a horrible life.
Mueller and Robinson share the conventional wisdom that Charlize Theron, who arguably suffers the most, dramatically and cosmetically, will win the Oscar for Best Actress. Of course, Best Actors don't have it easy either. But, Robinson says, look at Johnny Depp, who won at the Screen Actors Guild Awards for Pirates of the Caribbean.
Johnny Depp got his ship back. Naomi Watts didn't get her family back.
So, if there was actually an Oscar for Most Depressing Movie, Adam Robinson has his picked.
I've got to say 21 Grams. could anything worse have happened at all?
And Scott Mueller?
The most depressing film I've seen this year, it's, I'll keep this mainstream. I'd probably have to say, Mystic River.
David, I can't cry for my own little daughter, and I can't even cry for her.
It's a great movie, but feel bad cinema at its finest.
You're crying now.
From the cheery counter at Video American, this is Netta Ulibi, NPR News, Washington.
That's All Things Considered. I'm John Idstey. Thanks for joining us.